Welcome to podcast. In this episode, we will be discussing a number of cross-culture management issues with specific attention toward HG, hydrogeneration. In an American electrical hydrogeneration company, it has just set up shop in Uganda. Also, it's an established multinational corporation operating in 16 countries globally. Uganda is the third base of operation in Africa and has just challenging process. The company recruited Charles Martin to lead in operation in the country, and he has so far carried out his mandate with extremely efficiency. In the course of reviewing his performance, however, the Vice President James Ginn has raised concern over Charles. Raise the unconventional style of management. We will throw process to dissect some of these issues as a group, with each of contributing in giving our insight of issues. Our deduction and opinions based on academic research, industry-based information, and number of management theories. You stay tuned.
We begin by giving an overview of appreciations raised by James Green. In summary, he feels that Charles' management methods are a little unconventional, creating the image that he is blindly trying to inculcate business practices native to the Uganda professional scene into the company's organizational structure. Some of the methods under his employ appear to be brazenly contrary to the culture that the company has instilled in its other areas of operation, and at times bordering the unethical, if not illegal. These issues have put the top honchos in a dilemma of whether or not to allow him continue in the upcoming operational phase of the project. For example, Charles has resorted to dishing out tips to the different parties in order to circumvent the unnecessary bureaucracy that characterizes crucial business operation in Uganda. This has enabled them get issues like licensing and installation of telephones done quickly. He also does not use the conventional methods of hearing, instead announcing jobs during meetings with the community and proceeding to interview and hear relatives recommended to him during these meetings. He has also raised a storm after agreeing to participate in a ritual that has deemed to appease the spirits of the river before construction work began. To cap it off, he shows disinterest in mingling with the expatriate community, making it difficult for them to integrate into their new workplace.
Hello, I'm Dilber.
And I'm Monica.
I will now proceed to analyze the cross-culture management issue that have just been highlighted by our fellow group members. I will specially talk about the link between national culture and organizational culture and how leadership needs to be crafted to match the same. As other members discussed, the nexus between ethics, motivation, and corporate social responsibility in human resource management. This will inform our decision-making process on whether or not Charles should be retained. National culture and organizational culture. It's important to understand national culture and its impact on the managerial decision made by Charles. Although there exists a wide set of definitions for it, it can be defined accurately as a set of norms, beliefs, behaviors, and customs that guide the population of a nation. Businesses that have just begun operating in a new nation should therefore inform themselves of the culture of that country and how it may be displayed in the organizational culture. This will help the businesses in the quick acquainting itself with the realities on the ground and this adapting in order to streamline operation and create efficiency.
It's therefore incumbent upon the company to give Martin leeway to craft a mixture of the company's organizational culture with that of the country. This approach would be better than the current one, whereby doubt has been cast on his style of management. In any case, the VC admits that there is no strict code of conduct of the company, but that employees should behave in a manner consistent to that of employees of a multinational corporation. The top management should therefore recognize that it is easier for Charles, operating in the confines of the law and the nation's culture, to streamline operations through the incorporation of such practices. In the Ugandan situation, for example, it has been reported that the government has eased business regulations in order to allow investors to disseminate services that would benefit the citizenry. Business moves slowly due to unnecessary red tape, and it is always prudent to have allies who can hasten operations. Likewise, the issuing of incentives is not expressly banned by law. Charles has quickly used this to his advantage, which has quickly allowed him to set up a base of operation for the company. It is therefore not in order to incriminate him for doing this, as it appears to have been done slowly to promote company interests, not his. Finally, it is also important to remember the opinion of the founder, Lawrence Lovell, who advocates for semi-autonomy of managers at the lower level as long as they remain accountable for their decisions.
We are Renata
and Andrea.
We will go through the issues of ethics and motivation, as how they are merged with corporate social responsibility in the HG case. We are all in agreement that motivation is an instinct part of getting the most of our workforce. However, it has to be done in ethical manner in order to create sustainability and achievement of overall business's goals. Also opines that businesses should be considered in a manner that ensures peaceful coexistence with the local community, essentially creating win-win situation. It's against the backdrop that we analyze Charles' practices. Sound businesses practice therefore requires managers be sensitive of these three issues and find a way of merging them in efficient and sustainable manner. Part of Charles' initial mission has to gain support of the project harmoniously linking up with the central authorities and the local community. He was also required to set up base of operation for handling logistics and play host of incoming group of expertise. It's our opinion that he has diligently used to the resource availability to him to achieve this, therefore meriting a second chance. This is seen, for example, in the way he had to go out of his way to take part in a traditional African ritual that was critical in securing the relationship between the local community and the company. In Nigeria, for example, there has been conflict between the local communities and oil exploration companies for, among other issues, failure to address the needs of the locals, as reported by Mandi. It's a therefore commendable that Charles diligently took part in the ceremony after following proper research channels and seeking approval from the headquarters.
Charles' method of employing workers may be deemed both questionable and impressive. On the hand, it is recognized that there is unemployment scourge in the country. It only makes sense that job arising from the project be awarded to the locals on a first priority basis. With regards to corporate social responsibility, this allows the company to not only foster a strong relationship with the community, but also indirectly improve on the lives of its people. However, the concerns of the longevity of this strategy are indeed valid, as it might result in conclusion between the employees and the higher officials to extort money from the company. Additionally, the selection mirrors to the largest problems of nepotism, since the recommended people are relatives of a selected locale thus denying a greater pool of people who may be equally competent. It is therefore our submission that the company come up with a streamlined process to guide him in the recruitment process, taking into account the delicate cultural ecosystem of the local community. The conclusion. We have come to the end of this podcast. As we summarize, our anonymous decision is that Charles Martin should be retained because of the extreme commitment and passion he has shown henceforth and the level of skills and acumen that he possesses. We also exhort HG top management to adopt flexibility in their organizational culture to recognize that Uganda is a different ball game requiring different strategies. Lastly, they should realize that it will be easier to merge their ideas of cross-cultural management with those existing rather than attempting to impose their own ideas.